Apology not accepted. Why sorry won't get you off the hook. Summary, does someone in your life give empty apologies to make themselves feel better, or do your apologies fail to resolve anything? Read on to learn how to apologize effectively. Full article, key points. Hurts in relationships can function like clogged arteries psychologically, creating blockages to connection. Apologies may fail due to common strategic errors that can be corrected. Failed apologies may be wrongly blamed on the hurt person, holding a grudge. We all mess up at times with our spouses, kids, and other people important to us. Misunderstandings and empathic disconnections can't be avoided in close relationships, but they don't have to cause a protracted negative impact. In fact, the ongoing climate of most relationships is impacted more by how disruptions are handled, either strengthening the relationship or adding to conflict and resentment. Lewis et al., 2015. Persistent hurt feelings that are ignored or aggravated by ineffective reparation can function like clogged arteries psychologically, creating cumulative blockages to connection that need to be cleared in order to restore a natural flow. Though some people cannot say, "I'm sorry," at all, many people readily apologize but find it doesn't get them very far or even makes the problem worse, mistakenly blaming apology failures on the recipient. In many cases, the failure of an apology may wrongly be attributed to the recipient being intractable or holding a grudge. But often the reason hurt and resentment linger, and sometimes worsen, after an apology is because of the inadequacy of the apology itself. Typically, apologies that fail not only miss the mark, but also blame the recipient in the guise of making amends. In most relationships, if an effective approach is used, everyday interpersonal infractions can be easily repaired. More complex approaches are needed for deeper betrayals of trust and issues such as infidelity, secrecy, and chronic problem behaviors. Why some apologies don't work? Strategic errors. Tori accused Jared of being condescending when he was helping her with a technical problem. He apologized, as he had previously in similar situations, but again, only made things worse. Examples of Jared's apologies include, "I'm sorry, empty." The words "I'm sorry" can be used even if Jared had no idea what he did wrong or why Tori felt hurt. "I'm sorry you feel I was condescending," disguised way of failing to own up and blaming Tori instead. Subtext, "You're overly sensitive, you're the one with the problem." "I'm sorry if I came across as condescending, but you weren't getting it." "But" is used to justify Jared's behavior and blame Tori. "I'm sorry I was condescending, but you are always condescending to me." A disguised tit-for-tat segue for Jared to bring up his own gripes. The mindset that works to ease a deadlock. The mindset behind a successful apology is the attitude that, regardless of how you were feeling, what the other person did, or what you intended, you wish you had handled the situation better. It involves respecting the other person's subjective experience without judgment, and recognizing what we did to evoke it, regardless of fault or intention. Making things right again, when we hurt someone involves apologizing in a way that shows we see, understand, and care about his or her feelings and point of view. Other ingredients of successful apologies. Apologies that work stay focused on the topic of the other person's experience. Ask for clarification until you get it right. Take responsibility for what you did that was hurtful. Wait until the other person feels understood before bringing up your own gripes or clarifications, and suggest a plan for prevention. As Jared recognized the problems with his approach and learned new tools, he found that he had the power to settle Tori and resolve the tension between them. "I know you're upset, Tori. I want to try to make things better. Even if it should be obvious, if you explain to me what I did and how it made you feel, I'll try to understand." After Tori explained, Jared considered these options. "I'm sorry I came across as slash used a tone that sounded condescending. I understand now that this made you feel like I wasn't respecting your intelligence, and I feel bad about that, especially since I do respect your intelligence." Then, once Tori felt understood, Jared considered these clarifications. "Maybe it's because I'm so used to talking this way at work. Maybe I was feeling impatient, but I don't mean to be taking that out on you. I'm not really sure why I seem to be coming across as condescending, but I don't want to be that way with you." Why did this apology work? Jared's new apology options allowed Tori to feel understood and cared about because, instead of defending himself, He stayed focused on explicitly recognizing that how he spoke to her made her feel put down. He listened and mirrored back what she said. Afterward, he offered thoughtful reflection, different from defensiveness, resisting the temptation to subtly invalidate her feelings, blame her, or otherwise justify what he did. Barriers to successful apologies. Assuming that logic and facts should settle things. Lack of self-awareness. Use of projection, believing that everyone should, or does, see things the way they do. Lack of needed capacities such as empathy, self-reflection, interpersonal skills, and the ability to recognize another person's perspective. Apologizing as a substitute for taking responsibility and changing offensive behavior. Apologizing to alleviate guilt, needing the recipient to make oneself feel better, the opposite of taking responsibility. Apologizing associated with continued misbehavior. Psychological dynamics, personality, mindset, skill deficits, and other personal limitations can get in the way of effectively apologizing, obstructing repair and resolution. Ludwig et al., 2022. The feeling of being right and why it doesn't matter. An example of an unproductive mindset that is easy to fall into is the conviction that we shouldn't have to apologize because we didn't do anything wrong. This perspective and the inner dialogue that goes with it can breed a self-righteous attitude. Here, fixating on being right fuels the divide rather than setting the stage for a bridge. If one person is right, the other is wrong. From a relational standpoint, everyone loses. Lack of self-awareness creates incongruous communication. Misunderstandings, or the feeling of being right and justified in not apologizing, can result from an incongruity between one's intent and the other person's reaction. Such mismatches can result from a lack of self-awareness. For example, underlying feelings such as irritation or other negative emotions that may be harbored usually reveal themselves in the subtext of a communication through tone, pitch, and language. When this happens, a danger signal is instantaneously transmitted to the other person that overrides seemingly innocuous content or professed innocent intent. Projection can lead to confusing negative reactions to neutral or even positive behaviors. Hurt feelings happen routinely in relationships, even when the offending person is actually innocent of objective wrongdoing. This occurs surprisingly often and is explained by the subjectivity in how people perceive, interpret, and experience events and their divergent areas of sensitivity. Unconscious feelings, along with a narrative from our past, are routinely projected onto situations, and, based on our own reactions, we can take a comment personally and slash or erroneously read intent into a communication or action. For example, the feeling of being rejected can lead to the unfounded assumption that the other person was, in fact, rejecting you even when this is inaccurate. Restoring the natural flow of relationships. The rhythm of close relationships involves a back and forth between separateness and connection, bridging the gap between ourselves and others through a meeting of minds. When there is an uncomfortable impasse, it permeates the atmosphere and has an ongoing, insidious impact not only on the relationship, but also on the mood and psyche of both individuals. But we can decide to prioritize making amends and, when we're strategic with our approach, learn how to ease the knot in a tangled interaction to restore the flow of peace and connection.